This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Mike Brown. Haitian police arrested the presumed assassins of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, according to a government official. The communications secretary tweeted late Wednesday the alleged assassins of Moïse were intercepted by the national police shortly before 6 this evening. No other details were made available. A manhunt ensued after the shooting death of Moïse at his private residence in a wealthy suburb of the capital, Port-au-Prince, before dawn on Wednesday. Haitian officials say heavily armed gunmen posing as U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency officers who spoke Spanish and English shot and killed the president in a highly coordinated attack. His wife, Martine Moïse, was gravely injured and remains in critical but stable condition after being transferred to a Miami hospital. Haitian ambassador to the United States, Baki Edmond, said Haiti would request U.S. assistance and expertise. The killing is likely to bring more chaos to the unstable Caribbean country, already beset by gang violence, soaring inflation, and protests by opposition supporters who accuse Moïse of increasing authoritarianism. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph said police and military were in control of security. The poorest country in the Americas, Haiti has a history of dictatorship and political upheaval. Meantime, the Dominican Republic has closed its borders with Haiti following the assassination of Moïse. Binational market activities in the border provinces were also suspended until further notice. Authorities say the border gates would only be open to let all Dominicans who require evacuation as well as K counselor staff leave Haiti. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. Former South African President Jacob Zuma turned himself over to police early Thursday to begin serving a 15-month prison term. Zuma decided to hand himself over to authorities to obey the order from the country's highest court, the Constitutional Court, that he should serve a prison term for contempt of court. A tweet posted by the Zuma Foundation said he decided to comply with the incarceration order. Soon after that, the South African police confirmed that Zuma was in their custody. 2 weeks ago, after the collapse of a Florida condominium, officials announcing Wednesday that they were shifting from rescue to recovery as there was no chance of life. The Miami-Dade assistant fire chief told families of the people who had remained unaccounted for that rescue dogs and listening devices would be removed, but that workers would continue to search for human remains. No survivors have been found since the earliest hours after half of the building collapsed early on June 24th. The Miami-Dade mayor, Daniela Levine Cava, said that eight more bodies had been recovered on Wednesday, raising the death toll to 54. 86 people are still unaccounted for. A weakened but resilient tropical storm, Elsa, killed at least one person in Florida on Wednesday and injured several others when a possible tornado struck a campground at a Navy base in southeast Georgia. Elsa seemed to spare Florida from significant damage, though it still threatened flooding and downpours and caused several tornado warnings. The coast of Georgia and South Carolina were under tropical storm warnings. Forecasters predicted Elsa would remain a tropical storm until Friday and issued a tropical storm watch from North Carolina to Massachusetts to the north. A container ship anchored in Dubai caught fire late Wednesday, authorities say, causing an explosion felt across the commercial hub of the United Arab Emirates. There were no immediate reports of casualties at the port. Early Thursday, the Dubai government issued a statement saying that emergency services had brought the blaze under control. The extent of damage caused to the sprawling port and surrounding cargo was not immediately clear. The cause of the fire was not known. The port is not only a critical global cargo hub, but a lifeline for Dubai and surrounding Emirates, serving as the point of entry for essential imports. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.